morning. Yep.
Hey, big shout out. My sister's listening. What up, Nikki? How you doing? Yeah, I know I need to get my stuff together. That's what she said. But she said, shot. Get your shot together.
Oh, nice. Nice.
She was trying to say something else.
What's up, Nikki? How you doing?
Hey, shut up. You know what?
Your sister's listening, huh?
Nice. I know. Nice. I know. You talk about her quite often.
Awesome. How's she doing? Hey, Nikki, how you doing?
She's just fine.
I just want to check. As a friend.
Happily taken.
As a friend of the family, I just want to see how your sister's doing, all right?
All right.
What's up, Nikki?
Do you have a sister? I don't think you do.
No sisters.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's probably a good thing. If she was anything like me, it'd just be horrible.
Because if you did, her and I would have hooked up.
Is that what it is? You're saying you and my hypothetical sister totally would have boned.
She's super hot, too. That's for sure.
Me and your hot sister totally hooked up. It was awesome. I don't have a sister. Yeah, but if you did, I'd totally nail her. All right.
We would have. Yep.
No, I'm grateful because karma would totally bite me in the ass. That's exactly how it worked. With all the jokes I make about sisters and moms, it's like, all right, that's it. Well, I'm mad at you for sleeping with my hypothetical sister, you bastard. How dare you? Anyway, let's keep her moving here. It is time.
Friends are four, right?
Yes, exactly. Let's do your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Okay, this almost seems made up, and I know I say that about a lot of stuff here on WTF of the Day because there's just some things that are, like, too crazy. But this,
ridiculous.
You're so ridiculous, Hunter, and this is probably going to make you upset. So England doesn't want its teens looking like Kylie Jenner, so it's banning lip injections and Botox for anyone under 18. Now, you may say, pretty basic, right? Last year alone, Hunter, more than 41,000 kids in the UK got facial fillers.
No. What?
Yes.
No. Why? What's going on?
The new ban kicks in October 1st, so until then, everyone's going to look like they're on Love Island.
They don't want their face to move. What's that movie or that one movie? Yeah, Adam said, just go with it. That one guy.
Kevin Nealon. He's a plastic surgeon, and it looks like...
can't move his face.
What's the best way to describe that look?
Just like a plastic doll. Like the only thing that moves on your face are your eyeballs. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
And then when you laugh, it's... Because you can't move your mouth. You can't gesticulate the lips and the tongue. Yeah. This is very... concerning, disheartening. 41,000 kids in the UK have gotten facial fillers for what?
Yeah, you know, kids too. It's like something you should get when you're older, when everything's sagging off your face. You know?
Yeah.
Tighten things up a little bit. Not when you're young.
Yeah, you still got what's that? Everyone's still got all the stuff that doesn't cause your face to sag. You don't got laugh lines.
Oh, there you go.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's a weird thing. You want to blow your lips up. You want to blow them cheeks up. Just be happy with what God gave you.
Has your wife ever said, like, I want to get some lip fillers or I want to Botox? She's never mentioned Botox with the gals.
Nope. Never slapped her before. But if she said that, I might consider it. Just because, come on. It's ridiculous.
Nobody needs that.
No, but
it's only going to get worse. With technology and now all of us being in front of cameras and just having complexes about how we look and being so worried. Dude, we're all going to look like a bunch of blow-up dolls.
Here's the thing. Who are you trying to impress? Like what's the bottom line?
Yeah.
What are you trying to accomplish?
What's the end goal?
I'm going to get a nice job and people are going to like me.
Yeah. The problem is that going in, like, if you do it so drastically, like, I could see maybe if you do the Jennifer Aniston route, all right? It's slow. It's a slow progression. Because anybody who knows, all right, Jennifer Aniston doesn't look like that good naturally at 50-odd years old, okay? No. I mean, there has been work done, okay?
Pretty close, though. I mean, she's it's not like she's a piece of plastic.
It's a slow progression though. You can't just like go in looking like the old lady from Happy Gilmore and then now looking, 30 years younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of like the guys that are bald and then they show up the next day with a wig.
Yeah, like, yeah. Wow. It's like, or you got to do a slow progression. Do little pieces, and then it'll be like, oh, I just let my hair grow out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. If I could get Botox on anything, I don't know. Maybe my throat. Like, get a little jowly. I'm getting that turkey neck kind of thing going. You know what I mean?
Are you?
Yeah.
Starting to flop around.
A little bit. You get that little waddle down there, you know. I wouldn't mind maybe tightening that up, keeping the chin tight, but everything else, it's fine.
You do need to tighten up that turkey neck. Jesus, Grandma.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you get some filler in that little donger of yours. How about that? That's right. You need some filler, buddy boy. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. Shut up. My turkey neck. Damn it.
Brock and Hunter.